Windows Store Weekly brings you 5 apps in 5 minutes, and the store is open. So let's go shopping. When I'm feeling like a pick-me-up, I know I need a little stress relief, so I look to one place and one place only, Disney Games. Let's all take a look at Toy Story Smash It. This game is your run-of-the-mill physics knock-em-down game to the max. The whole Toy Story world is recreated and in 3D, so you can run around the obstacles, choose your best angle, and launch balls to knock down the aliens. Being able to interact and move your starting position adds a whole new element to this style of gameplay. Plus, the game is funny. You go on adventures in the Wild West, alien chases, outer space, and more. There's 75 levels of challenging puzzles, and the 3D twist really makes it feel like a whole new game. To infinity and beyond! Okay, so did you smash it up? Good. But maybe you smashed something you shouldn't have. Maybe you need to say you're sorry. Well, say it with love, say it with heart, say it with an e-card, and use Hallmark Go Cards. Everybody loves getting cards, and this app makes giving them fun too. I can get lost for hours just reading all the cute and funny cards in every category you can think of. There's flirting, funny, get well, anniversary, and more. It's so easy. You just go in, pick your flavor, and then personalize it to earn yourself those extra brownie points. And you know what, boys and girls? The app is free, so now you really have no excuse to not send your love that card just 'cause. Do it now. You'll thank me later. Okay, so you scored a date, perhaps after taking my advice and sending that Hallmark go-kart, and well, now you need a perfect outfit. I can help with that too. I'm amazing. Go ahead and check out Outfitsy. Getting dressed can be so difficult at times. What to wear? Does this go with that? I can't remember if I like that shirt. What about those jeans? Ugh, it's a veritable nightmare. Well, with Outfitsy, you can keep track of your entire wardrobe and what you think of each piece. It helps you to not repeat outfits and remind you of that great sweater that you haven't worn and you almost forgot about. You can register everything about your clothes, where you got them, who you were with, who saw you in them, and how they make your butt look. It's a great tool for keeping that closet organized and keeping you on the best dress list. All right, so this next app is a game. It's a gallery. It's an all-in-one Make Laura Happy Good Time app. Come with me and check out Draw and Guess. Did you ever play Pictionary with one of those people who like to shade everything perfectly and make sure the final picture looks just like artwork, not just what you're trying to guess? That's me! And that's why I love this game! It's like Pictionary, except you can take your time drawing, and you can even play by yourself or with strangers. There's a contest every day where you have to draw a random item, and then you can vote on everybody else's drawings. It's a great way to have fun and flex those creative muscles all at the same time. And now, after a full day of playing and sending and drawing and overall unmitigated excitement, it's time for a nap. I'm going to help you with that too over in the health and fitness section with Sleep Bug. If you're like me, sometimes it's just too quiet to fall asleep. I used to leave the TV on, but then I ended up having nightmares similar to the plot lines of NCIS. But now I just used the Sleep Bug app and I dripped off into a deep REM state peacefully. It's got 24 scenes, 83 different sound effects, and more than 300 different sounds that are gonna ensure that everyone's gonna find an ambiance matching their needs. Then you can even go in and tweak the sounds, like you can add or remove the birds and the creek from the waterfall scene, or you can lower or raise the snake and the didgeridoo from the outback scene. The only problem is that it might keep you up since playing with it is so much fun. Okay, guys, those are my picks for this week, but more apps are added daily, so come back next week for more Windows Store Weekly.